Could I invite the young folks up front to gather around the font for just a minute? Any brave souls? Hi there. Yeah, I know. He might bite me. I know. I understand. Y'all just kind of gather around over here around the font. Y'all know what this is? That's the baptismal font. Do any of y'all remember your baptism? You remember your baptism? Some people do. You remember yours? I don't remember mine because I was about that big. Why do we baptize? Anybody know? Well, let me ask you this. What are some symbols of baptism? Do you remember what we use to baptize with? We pour the water with? A shell. The shell is a symbol of new life. And so baptism is something that leads us to new life. There are other symbols. There's a dove. You probably have a dove in here on a banner there's not one on the window, but the dove is the symbol of new life too, because Noah sent that out and it came back, and that's God's promise for an abundant life in the future. Now everybody take your finger and just dip it in the water. Now on your friend, not on you, but on your friend, make a cross on your forehead. There you go. There you go. Somebody, you need some help? Here, you want to do yours? There you go. Now, why do we do that? Anybody know why we do that? Well, we do that because it's a symbol of God's love for us. And today we're going to hear about Jesus being baptized. And Jesus' baptism is a lot like ours. Do y'all remember the story of the baptism? What happens at the baptism of Jesus? Yeah, well, the dove comes down and lights on Jesus. And what does God say? He says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I take great delight." Now, how many of you have been introduced to somebody by your parents? Your parents will say, "This is my daughter." What's your name? Gracie. So your parents, will they say, "This is my daughter, Gracie"? What do? We name our children, right? Because we want everybody to know their name. Well, that's what God does with Jesus. That's what God does with us. He says, "This is my beloved Son. I tell my son, Jack, that he is my son, and I'm proud of him. And I tell him that every chance I get because I love him." So when we baptize, we become part of God's family with Jesus. Okay? That's right. Very important stuff we're talking about. Yeah. So, baptism is a symbol of us getting washed and cleaned by God and ready to take on whatever He has in store for us. And He will always guide us and lead us and be there to support us. And when we're part of a family, I got one more question for you. When you're part of your family, what does being part of a family mean? It means we help each other, right? Do you think y'all get to sit around and wait for your families to do stuff for you? No. No. I see some people nodding their heads. Well, it's a good thing I've got my back turned. So, so we do things to help our family, right? And baptism is the same thing. That cross that we drew on our heads reminds us that we are here to look after the other members of God's family and also all of God's children on earth. Okay, let's have a prayer. This will be a repeat after me prayer. Can y'all do that? I bet you can. Father, we thank you for our baptism and for making us your sons and daughters. Help us as we grow to love, feed, and rejoice with that family. Amen. Okay, thank you guys. I think y'all are going to children's time. Okay, great. Have a good time.